Right now, let's talk about where we are in terms of power. Gabe Boulder, our news director, is here. He and the rest of the team were at work all weekend, right away from Saturday night with live updates and all the rest through the weekend. Let's first of all get the numbers at this moment from LG&E and KU and Duke. Where are we?
Right now, I'm looking at the LG&E outage map in Jefferson County, 27,001 customers okay. Do not have power. That's down. That's almost 100,000 now who've been brought online. At the peak of the storm, about 120,000 were without power. Elsewhere, the other counties have really started to clear up a lot of the KU customers. 68 outages in Oldham County now, less than 5 customers without power in Bullitt County. Fayette County, even, which was pretty hard hit in these storms, they took a lot of damage. They have much fewer. Their outage information is much, much lower. A lot of power has been restored there.
And Duke was just in the low teens for thousands at the start, if I remember correctly, but
it got up to about 35 at the peak, and now, yeah, they're about down there around, I'm pulling up the latest information right now, and it looks as if it is 884 okay. right now in southern Indiana without power.
All right, so yeah, some real progress to report there. School situation, obviously no school today.
Right.
First day has been postponed. Tomorrow, how certain is that?
They're going to make the decision by 6 o'clock. JCPS sent out an announcement today, just a little bit earlier, about 10, 15 minutes ago, they sent out the update saying they'll make the call by 6. They haven't decided, obviously. There's one school, Klondike Lane Elementary, has no power, and transportation employees drove their routes this morning, and there were 27 block streets and 17 traffic lights that were out, and that's been reported to Public Works.
Okay, so those are the two main factors, schools mm-hmm. that don't have power, and I suppose issues with bus barns and that if they don't have internet and power,
right.
And then just the condition of the streets.
Yeah, yesterday I talked with Mike Mulhern, the facilities director of JCPS, and he said it is a much bigger concern than it might seem on the surface, how open the streets are and whether or not those stoplights are working. One, it's dangerous going through those intersections. On the way to work today, I passed through one and someone just didn't stop. They just kept going. It's
yes.
supposed to be treated as a four-way stop.
Right.
So there is the danger of putting buses through there, but then also that would add a significant amount of time to all the commutes. It would require some big changes to the transportation plan.
Just about 20 seconds, but cleanup is underway. That's going to continue for a while.
Underway, yes. No word on if the city will meet the qualifications to apply for FEMA aid. They will just pay it out of the general fund then and find other ways to make up the money.
All right. Gabe, thank you.
No problem.
Team's going to be covering all aspects of that, including a word on school, and we'll have that for you on All Things Considered tonight, and then, of course, on the Facebook, and also on Twitter at WFPL News.